Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. As we continue to look for ways to convert knowledge to action, we recognize the imperative to deliver ocean science to the next generation through education and communication, with the goal of creating a global constituency of informed citizens of the ocean that will use that information to protect and sustain this most essential natural system on which we must depend for survival. We've often discussed here on World Ocean Radio the concept and principles of ocean literacy as the distillation and focus of that effort in formal and informal educational opportunities worldwide. The outcome to date has been disappointing, primarily in the face of existing pedagogical methods and independent disciplines and administrative resistance to change. In that context, the World Ocean Observatory has created a virtual aquarium, World Ocean Explorer, that is designed to bring the extent and effect of an integrated ocean curriculum based on the full spectrum of the ocean's involvement with every aspect of our lives available via the internet to any classroom anywhere, at any time, on any device, at no cost to the school, the student, or the curious individual. Bringing that transformational tool to bear as an unexpected innovation and approach has been a challenge. Internationally, the ocean literacy movement has been defined by independent teachers, marine science education associations, and at the United Nations under the purview of UNESCO and the UN Intergovernmental Oceanographic Commission, where emphasis and resources have been limited by competing interests and funds. But that may now have dramatically changed. In Venice, in June, an Ocean Literacy World Conference was convened by the IOC, an event that may signal a turning point in both concept and adoption based on the coherence and resolve of the delegates, as articulated in Sea Beyond, a Declaration for Ocean Literacy in Action, How to Engage Society to Regenerate the Most Valuable Ecosystem on Our Planet. In this final statement, there was a welcome energy and openness that had been hard to find in the prior, less iterated expressions of the idea. Let me list the recommended actions. First, a call to amplify the tenets of ocean literacy beyond the traditional classroom to government administrators, engineers, architects, lawyers, and managers to provide an ocean context or ethos to guide planning, permitting, and the execution of ocean-related projects. Second, to launch transdisciplinary programs to merge natural, social, and behavioral sciences with the humanities, spirituality, and coastal communities. Third, to enhance ocean literacy funding to extend educational and technical innovation. Fourth, to raise awareness of the complex interconnection between ocean health, biodiversity, human well-being, and climate change. Fifth, to co-create programs for resilience in vulnerable communities. Sixth, to safeguard and promote marine cultural heritage as an expression of identity and belonging. Seventh, to disseminate multisensorial media and educational tools to engage diversified audience through ocean communications. And eighth, to foster a sustainable ocean-literate workforce. Every one of these objectives and actions lifted my spirits. At long last, the power of the ocean was asserted to be a commonality among all people, as an historical force past to present, as a context for human enterprise and welfare, as a creative extension in defiance of convention, as a visionary space through which to filter transformational strategies for the future. Suddenly, I felt a new inclusiveness enveloped by the wisdom of the sea. Suddenly, I saw a way forward through the formal structures of education. Suddenly, I had confidence that the barriers to ocean awareness could be broken and extended to new audiences and to coming generations. Suddenly, I was newly aware, beyond wishful hope, of the true possibility of success through action, welcoming the ocean's embrace, benefiting from its teaching, and affirming through the exchange of reciprocal value with the enduring power of nature. I confessed I was surprised by my reaction to this declaration of intent. I was astonished, grateful, inspired, and newly motivated to work to realize its exhortation. The ocean is a prism, refracting light, that through the realization of ocean literacy and its outcome, will change the way we see the world. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.